This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, December 26th. God's word for you today is, get it. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 4, verse 7. And it says, the beginning of wisdom is, get wisdom, skillful and godly wisdom. For skillful and godly wisdom is the principal thing, and with all you have gotten, get understanding, discernment, comprehension, and interpretation. By the grace of God, we took care of all the deflators of our dreams. We have overpowered every dream deflator, and we are forging ahead in the dreams that heaven has released to us. In every area of your life, God expects you to have a big dream, a God-sized dream, a dream that only God can make it come to pass. God is challenging us to dream big and not to entertain small dreams. Until you have that foundation in place, you will kick back at a lot of things we are going to look at over the next few days. Things that are crucial to concluding this year and launching into the new year on higher ground. So why big dreams? Why not just do enough to get by? It is because when you dream big and it actually comes to pass, it gives glory to God and it inspires people. Excellence glorifies God and inspires people. When other people see how God has worked in you, they are inspired and they are confident that if God can use you, God can use them. More importantly, it is not about the money you make. It is good to make money. In fact, if your heart is in the right place, you will do much more for God with more money than less money. The lives you change are more important than the money you make. So, we have to think beyond the money and focus on changing lives. Our focus over the next few days is on how to build our dreams. After you have gotten rid of the dream deflators, how do you build your dreams? We will be looking at building dreams from a very high level, big picture approach. The nitty-gritty of building dreams is outlined in the series Engineering Your Dreams, and it is available for free on the GFH podcast on iTunes. If you want to get into the nut and bolt of how to take a dream from scratch and build it, then you need to listen to that series. How do I build my dreams? How do we build our dreams? The first thing in building dreams is to get wisdom. Proverbs 24 verse 3 to 4 says, through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By the knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. If you have the design, the big picture, the blueprint of the house, and you have it all laid out, God is saying, it is still a dream. If you want to begin to build that vision, if you want to begin to build that dream, the first thing you need is wisdom. You have to get wisdom at all costs. Pay the price. Get wisdom, because without wisdom, you cannot build your dream. You need wisdom to build your dreams. Wisdom is what takes you from level 1 to level 2. Most times, when somebody has a big dream or a big vision and they seem to suggest that the problem they have in building their dreams is lack of funds, the truth is, most times people do not have a money problem. People have a wisdom problem. Let us pray. Father, please fill me with your wisdom that is first of all pure, full of mercy and good works. Wisdom to build dreams. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.